The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. You shims, you hermaphrodites, you homosexuals, you lesbians, bisexuals, transvestites, and the such. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Welcome to school today, friends. Hope you enjoyed the class. Over the next hour, if you'd like to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, all of our updates, posts, videos, articles, and the such are posted there, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to be my new friend, you could. I got a new fan page put up. It's called Bradley Dean, of course. It's not like it'd be called Donald Duck or probably Popeye not. Or Brutus or...
Maybe Popeye.
Well, we don't want to go back to olive oil. We talked about her yesterday.
That's old.
But again, friends, if you'd like to go to my fan page, it is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, I update as well over there. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And friends, the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because...
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. New columns. We've actually just got put up on Zionica. Anybody's heard of them? Zionica.com. Some public schools can't handle the truth is the latest column that they've published.
Zionica.
Huh. All about Zion. They have Christian godly values. And
are we vetting everybody here? I mean, is Zionica, is that like a vetted?
That one's vetted. There?
Yeah, yeah, that one's vetted. That's important because, you know, sometimes you get thrown out there, and yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, they
you
can
know,
publish.
Because, you know, some people say to me, Bradley, did you see their website? They got all this on there. Well, that's the reason I'm on their website.
Jesus, yeah. Did you see all those prostitutes in Harlem?
Yeah, just stay away from them, yeah. Jesus, you know.
Jesus, you're not a tax collector.
They that are whole, they don't have a need of a physician.
That's right. You got to stay around the healthy people, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, wait, what's your problem?
Why
I call, wait, wait. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
That makes sense.
All right, good job, Bradley.
We're catching on.
All right, patting myself on the back.
Instruction number one.
Common sense. Thank you.
Also, the American Thinker just posted last night.
American Thinker, huh?
It's a guy. He's thinking.
He's not no stinker there.
No,
I like the American Thinker. I like it. I like his.
He likes the
his corporate stamp there. Too. You know, it's real cool there.
To have a place to be when your brain's in somebody else's head.
I like to go out there, fly out there, meet him, have some cokes and pizzas there.
Well, he's thinking, old Thomas over at the American Thinker.
It's a great website. I checked it out last night. To my surprise, it was posted from one of my friends, and I checked it out, and I thought, nice.
Drawing the line. Russ Emily commented on that video that was posted there called Drawing the Line.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. I'm with you.
Good.
And so is a whole bunch of other folks out there. Check it out. The American Thinker, Drawing the Line. Also, Zionica.com. Some public schools can't handle the truth. And the American Daily Herald posted. Bradley Dean on Today's Youth, dying for the truth. It's what's happening, folks.
And they are.
We need to reach them.
Yep.
Twitter also, we've been picked up a lot by the Right Scoop, if any of you have heard of them. Conservatively, I don't know why, but Sarah Palin News. Well, actually, I do know why.
Mm.
Keeps tweeting all of the articles.
Because she wants my hair.
She's instructing
us. She's jealous.
That
it's
could
real.
Be it. That
hey, it's not.
Be.
It's my hair is not made out of yak.
No,
like the forefather rockers of old.
No.
Yes,
it ain't wig. You can pull it. It's for real.
It is. Yep, and it's homegrown.
Patricia Choop Baddish said on Facebook today, "Such wonderful guys. I love listening to you all. We appreciate your feedback, too. Patricia, you can call in. The phone lines are available.
Is Patty okay?
Every single day.
That's better. Patricia, Patty. Remember
Patricia.
We had Chelsea on the radio, and it was like, is it Chelsea or Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Yeah.
I think either one.
How would that have been pronounced back in the day, King James Version? Chelsea?
Probably.
Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Oh, that'd be French.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Probably Chelsea.
That'd be French.
You know, did you see the civil rights activist? He was a black man. No comparison between civil rights, gay rights movement.
There isn't.
This is great.
It's the church's job.
That's right.
An issue, not the state's.
And he is Reverend William Owens, who's the founder and president of the Coalition of African American Pastors.
Good for him.
This is not very long, but I want to read it because it's so great.
Well, black folks don't like the homosexuals equating their sin to the color of their skin.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've marched, and many other thousands of people have marched in the same location years ago. He's talking about the Capitol.
Yeah.
On the claim that we were being discriminated against, and today the other community is trying to say that they are suffering the same things we suffered, but I tell you, they are not. Every morning,
not even close.
Every morning I wake up, I look in the mirror, I see a black man, and there's absolutely nothing I can do to change the color of my skin.
That's right.
There is no comparison, and for many years the African American family and community have been under assault from all sides. Abortion, single family households, poverty, and failing education system.
Yep.
Owen said for the gay community to try to change the definition of marriage will be, quote, devastating to all of our families. Perhaps you were not old enough to be with me in the civil rights movement in the late 50s or early 60s, but I'm marching again, and this time I'm marching to defend marriage between a man and a woman.
And, well, common sense, it's terrible that we're even talking about this. Bernice King, Martin Luther King's daughter, said, my dad did not take a bullet for gay marriage. Folks, sin is moral, not physical.
Right.
Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. These perverts, these reprobates, these perverse, mentally ill individuals, that's exactly what they're aiming for. And look at the schools, case in point right there. Folks, it's moral, not physical. Just keep that in mind. We'll be right back after this break. You have Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Hegelian dialectic.
Mr. Hegel.
Yes. Two steps forward, one step back. They're creating chaos, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Remember back in 2004 when they first started pushing the homosexual agenda, friends? I remember the state-run media got involved in it, and there was 25,000 people protesting homosexual marriage, and there was 1,500 homosexuals, transvestites, lesbians that were protesting the bigots, the 25,000 people. The state-run media got involved, and they turned the event against the 25,000 in favor of the homosexuals. There's nothing new under the sun. It's exactly what's going on at the Supreme Court right now in Washington, D.C. Oh, just hang on a second. Can we go back to California for a minute? 7 million people voted down homosexual marriage.
Liberal California?
Hang on a second. They're in the majority, easy, hands down, the homosexuals. Really? How many states voted down homosexual marriage? We didn't want to talk about that, right?
Like
that's why they had to hurry up and get it to the radical lesbian, Alina Kagan, in the Supreme Court.
And
most people didn't know that, by the way.
And the
but she's
John
there
Roberts.
Just in time. Coincidentally, friends. But the people, Heather, the producer here, one of them just showed me a picture of all the protests going on against homosexual marriage. Oh, by the way, if you take a look over in France as well, it's happening, and they're belittling the majority. Folks, it's not even close. And it's interesting how all of a sudden some of these states, they just got it voted through somehow, bypassing the voice of the people and getting it to the judges. And folks, in some cases, the homosexuals don't want the judges there. Of course they don't. How's that going to work out for them on Judgment Day?
That's right.
It's probably not going to work out too good. But it's interesting that we're beginning to see pictures of the truth tellers showing the massive amounts of people in this country standing up for traditional marriage. Folks, people are not for homosexual marriage. It's not about homosexual marriage. It's about the usurping and the usurpation of the Constitution of the United States. John Adams said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. God gave us governments. God said over and over and over and over and over that homosexuality is an abomination. They're rightly called crimes against nature. We done with that topic? Heather, if you want to go ahead and post that picture on Sons of Liberty Radio. Oh, it's up. Posted. Yep. Isn't that interesting? But the state-run media talks about how you know, it seems that there's more homosexuals out there than there... Wait a second. More homosexuals out there than heterosexuals, which is not true, not even close in number. But I'm just kind of curious, how is it that these communists always seem to have the day off when it's time to protest? Have you ever noticed that? Oh, wait a second. That's right. They don't have a job.
Day off.
They don't have a job, and that's what they need to do. That's exactly right. You know what's interesting, too? If you remember right, Joseph Stalin, the murderous dictator from Russia, he said this about your country, friends, just to exemplify the point that I'm making. He said, America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism. Who's under attack? The Tea Party. It's morality. What's under attack? Your morality, your strength. And it's spiritual life. He said, this murderous dictator from Russia, he said, if we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. What is this criminal and this criminal's administration attacking, friends? Bingo. You got it. Need I say any more? Hello.
Find the topic, attack it.
Yes. Here we have it. Okay. Just trying to make sure. Now, friends, you know what your enemy is doing. But a question I want to lay to your feet is, does the enemy know what you are doing? Isn't that a good question?
That's a better question.
It is.
Most definitely.
See, it's time that we magnify justice in judgment rather than the crime. And see what happens when people say, oh, I forgot all about this, friends. Did you guys know, speaking of magnifying justice and good government, friends, did you guys realize in North Dakota, it is now illegal to abort a baby? Huh. A governor stands up, sides with common sense, which is found in God's moral law, and he says, no more. Man, there's an anointing on this one, friends. You ain't murdering babies in my state no more.
No man can create a man's life. Therefore, ooh, no man,
amen,
can take a man's life. What this governor just did and what North Dakota did is they didn't make abortion illegal. It already is illegal.
That's right.
They just asserted and said, you know what? It's time we get on God's side instead of playing stupid games with our Creator. Let's get on His side.
Yeah,
agree with his laws.
How's that working out for you, you do-nothings
exactly
and you
right.
commies?
Yep.
How's that working out for you? You boneheads, you don't realize you're on the same boat yet, do
that's
you?
Right.
And you don't realize that you're being used as a useful idiot, and you're the first ones to go.
Your
do
sinks
you?
First. Your sinks first. In a hurry to hasten their own judgment.
Here, let me give you some definition, understanding, explanation as to what I'm trying to say. True revolutionaries don't flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Huh, can you say Barack Hussein Obama? Who said that? Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama's master. Yes, master. Yes, master. Yes, whatever you say, Saul, I'll do it.
Listen to me.
Yes, Saul, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, man.
Put on
a suit. Oh, hang on a second. Hillary graduated from the same class.
Put on a suit.
Hey, Hillary. Hey, Hilla Beans, come over here. We already know your husband doesn't like you anyways. He doesn't have anything to do with you. We can see why you're out there endorsing lesbians and homosexuals getting married. Like, wait a second. Let me think for a minute. A man and a man, they can't reproduce. And a woman, they can't reproduce. Who does that work for? Oh, the New World Order monkeys. Of course it does.
How did Chelsea come about?
God said to replenish. Satan says destroy. John 10.
That's right. That is exactly
what does he do?
Comes to steal,
kill,
destroy.
And that's all he does. That's all he knows.
That's his
agenda.
He's
a liar and he's a murderer, said Jesus.
And those
that's all he knows how to do.
That's right. Those that follow that agenda, guess who they're born of?
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. If I was in a black church, you all know what would be happening right now. The Kansas House of Representatives joins Arkansas and North Dakota in passing comprehensive pro-life, not pro-murder or anti-life legislation. You ever notice how they always call them like...
Yes, they do. It's the anti.
Oh, yeah. Those antagonists.
I'm the anti-gay preacher. You better bet your bottom dollar I am.
Against
you better maybe. Bet your bottom dollar I am. I am a pro-family preacher. Mm-hmm. I am a pro-life preacher. I am a pro-marriage preacher.
Hey, the Ten Commandments...
We got to get off their talking points. We really do. It really comes to this. Wow. It's a bad place, friends. But this is a good place to be right now. Kansas, Arkansas, and North Dakota. As with Arkansas and North Dakota, Liberty Council will defend this pro-life law pro bono. Don't ask for permission, friends. No rights are more foundational than the right to life. Without life, all other rights are irrelevant.
How do you have rights?
Of course.
You're dead.
Wait. Does this make sense as to why they're trying to disarm the American people? Hey, friends.
Coming together.
I got a piece for you.
It's coming together.
This is by Orrin. What's his name? Hatch? What a name.
Hatch.
Orrin Hatch. Well, we know he's been hatched because here he is.
He's came forward. He has life.
But he does. Now, I think this is interesting. How much time do we got before the break? Oh, we're going to have to play it right after the break. This is Orrin Hatch talking about the illegal program called Obamanation Care. Mm. And Senator Orrin Hatch, from Utah, talking about health care. This is going to blow some people away, but he's talking about the younger generation. He's talking about your grandparents and your kids, and he's telling you what's right around the corner in less than 1 year concerning Obamacare. Right. They're setting the system up to fall on purpose, friends, to fail.
Exactly.
Do you understand? So they can guide it into the direction that they want. Well, then there comes the Hegelian dialect.
Mm-hmm.
Dialectic, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, boy. Jeez. What am I thinking?
I remember I wrote a blog on this 2 years ago on the exact thing. Because you throw it out there, and then you get the right over there on the other side to argue points that shouldn't even be in the... There's no debate.
But see, what's happened, friends, is America's already stood up and said no, but the corrupt Supreme Court got involved. And then, of course, they are all in cahoots together trying to tear down the system. If it's an unconstitutional law and they implement that law, then what is it that they're trying to undo?
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution.
That's right.
So Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution?
Nowhere in there.
Nowhere, friends.
Healthcare not
folks,
in there.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Senator Orrin that was hatched. And I'm going to let him play out for you as to what's taking place in your country today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977. We were just going to get into the Hegelian dialectic. What a name. I mean, where do they come up with these names? You ever think about that?
I think it was over in Germany. I think that's where he was from.
So they went to the school of...
That's right.
The Reich, is that what it was?
Our founders knew about this man, but they didn't speak very well of him.
Okay, before we get it over to Senator Orrin Hatch and the Hegelian dialectic, we got Jim calling from Georgia. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, we just lost him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you can go ahead and pick him back up. Throw him up if you would. In saying that, he was going to talk about how Fox News is actually supporting homosexual marriage. And they're funding the homosexual agenda. Of course, they've never spoken out against it, friends. This is the danger of leaving off what needs to be talked about. And so, therefore, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I mean, here's Fox News for you. Yeah, I got the guy over here on the right, and he obeys the laws of the Republic, and I got
I'm a good guy.
Wait, and then I got over here, I got this guy. No, I'm sorry, this guy over here.
I hate America.
breaking the Constitution.
Oh, totally. And so what I want to do is I want to ask the guy that obeys the law, what do you think about all this homosexual marriage stuff anyways?
I think it's wrong.
Oh, that's good. That's enough. Now, what about you? I know what you're...
It's just bigotry. I cannot believe it.
You're violating the Constitution.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and we have no...
We need to change the Constitution.
We have no problem with that. You know, what we're trying to do here is we're just trying to confuse the American people the best way that we can.
You hate everybody.
That's all we want to do because we never stand on what the Constitution says or the laws of the land say.
You're hating me right now.
But I will give you my opinion.
You're hating me right now. I can't believe this. I mean, you invite me on here and you just hate me all the time.
Listen, here's my opinion about the whole issue. You guys just go ahead and do what you want to do. We'll leave you alone. We know that you're just pretending. And in the process of, oh, by the way, over here, there's a guy that obeys the law. What was your opinion about that?
Thank you for having me
on today. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We got Pat over here on the left. And
yeah, that guy, he's a hater. I know. You have him on all the time. He hates everybody.
He does.
Yeah, and I think you hate people, too.
Well, no, you know, I just got to get sometimes to the point where I just got to kind of throw it out there and not knowing that a little leading at the whole lump and the foxes spoil the vines. And, you know, we're not supposed to sow seed with diverse seeds, but we do it anyways. And then we wonder why we reap confusion, or we forget what the Word of God says when it says, "When you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind." And then we wonder why there's so much confusion to face.
What's happening
because we
in America?
Just don't simply obey common sense laws that God gave us through His moral law. It's just that difficult. And what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to suffer. We're going to have to go through the oppressive measures, the abusive measures by our government before we finally stand up. And you know, it's the older generation isn't too concerned about standing up anyway. You know, it doesn't really matter because if the president says it, we got to respect his office.
Right.
Forget about the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to give us the freedoms. I mean, as if to say, me and my ignorance, I can sit here and go ahead and do whatever I want to do with that freedom that was given to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fox. Turn them off. Click.
Our analysts tell us that the reason that the problems are going so badly is because we've departed from the Judeo-Christian values. What do you think about that?
We got to watch out for the ACLU, though, because if they come in here, I mean, we know that that's a communist organization, said the founder, Roger Baldwin, but we don't want to have to really confront that head on, because if we did, then we might actually have to mean what we say.
Bring some resolve.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Back over to Kelly. Kelly, what's your opinion?
Well, I've already told you. I think everything...
No, you're Pat. Shush.
Oh.
Well,
Kelly, what
but
is
I don't
your...
care. I still want to talk.
Pat, that's enough. Your name's Pat, right?
You're going to have to turn off my mic because
Pat?
I'm just going to keep talking over you.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do here. Okay. Well, it's like the dog that just keeps, you know, chasing his tail and chasing his tail, never brings about a resolve, and then the American people sit back and they have the audacity to refer back to Fox News.
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced according to what? Equality under what?
According to Hegel, if you want to talk about the dialectic.
Equality under what? The rule of all
law.
Don't talk about that Declaration of Independence. Because if you brought up the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. then we would actually have to know what we were talking about, and then the American people would be educated, and they wouldn't permit.
That's right.
This would not be permissible in any sense of the word, because now they have an absolute right and wrong.
Who cares about Pat's opinion? Because there's law.
Pat.
And you can't talk about law unless you talk about God, because God created law.
All right, we got Jim in Georgia. Thanks for coming back on. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm just listening to you. Well, you know, I just want to say gay pride is why Sodom got pride. But anyway, on that Fox thing, I just caught part of your show. It's funny how they'll fund, like, pro-family groups and then at the same time fund, like, the National Lesbian Gay Journalist Association. Which now, thanks to AP News and them, guess what? They're going to report on Jay and Bob getting married as a married couple. But here's something else. You guys were just in South Florida. I don't know if you know it, but Orlando Magic is helping, standing with the Orange County Mayor and the Mayor of Orlando so that Orlando can win the bid for the gay games in 2018. Yeah.
And how many people do you think are going to show up for that, Jim?
Well, it's not the point. It's that the point is that you have leaders and
yes, of course, and it couldn't happen otherwise.
Leaders in an
and you all didn't touch on this. What about last year when did you all mention Sally Cohn?
No,
never heard of Sally.
Sally Cohn was hired by Fox News, I think about a year ago, and you can check her credentials. She's a pro-Marxist, she's pro-Arab, anti-Israel, lesbian, and a Soros activist. How's that for fair and balanced reporting? Check it out, Sally Cohn. It's K-O-H-N.
Of course. Of course. You know? They couldn't do it otherwise. And you're talking about leaders, Jim. Who else are they supposed to use? That's why the American people need to pay attention to those that represent them, because what we're seeing even today, we just seen yesterday, the GOP might even go in favor with homosexual marriage. Of course!
Yeah, like,
because
yeah,
you have homosexuals in the GOP, of course! And they want authority.
It's the whole idea of compromising Christianity. And
well, it's not compromising Christianity, it's attacking Christianity, and well, at length, that's exactly what it's about.
People who claim to be, they're nothing but a brood of vipers, but the bottom line is people think that the same things that bring blessings, there's things that bring blessings and there's things that bring curses, as you guys have pointed out very well. And what people don't understand is this nation will not be healed financially or security-wise until this nation becomes obedient to God's law.
That's right.
Here's, next time I go to a public meeting and they do their little prayer, I'm not going to interrupt out of respect, but at the end when they're done, I'm just going to say loud enough, not real loud for people to hear me. Well, God's not going to hear the prayer we just did until we pray with repentance, unless it's preceded with a prayer of repentance.
Right.
And that's what people need to stress. God does not answer unrepentant prayer.
Of course. Jim, for the sake of time, I got to fly. Thank you for your call, and I want to highlight some of the things that he talked about. When you go to Proverbs chapter 28, it talks, friends, listen carefully. It says, the ear that turns away from hearing the law of God, even his prayer is an abomination. Listen to what I just said. Well, they that forsake the law, whose law? God's law. Forsake the law, praise the wicked. Then it says, evil men understand not judgment. Great point, Jim. And really what it comes down to is America, listen to me carefully, you're going to find out the hard way. You're going to find out the hard way because you let this go on and on and on and on to get to this point. Listen to me carefully. You are not up against the majority of the people. You are up against a way, way, way minority. And as Jim pointed out, it's leadership that's the problem.
Yep.
Listen, everybody was afraid of Dianne Feinstein a couple weeks ago until her whole gun control agenda fell. But, folks, it's not over with. Pay attention. Watch for sleight of hand as to what they might be trying to pass behind your backs, friends. I mean, not like that's going to work.
Yeah. What was it met with? It was met with the resistance of the people.
That's right.
And that's why it got shut down. It wasn't because it was a bad idea
to
the socialists.
No, because the socialists themselves, even some of them, have enough common sense to know that, listen, we know what this is about because we've seen our big brother, Joseph Stalin, do the same thing. He disarmed our next of kin in spirit over there, and they killed 20 to 40 to 60 million of his own people by disarming them. Stalin said, I couldn't have done what I've done had they not given up their guns.
And the evidence proves it.
Okay, there's the facts for you. To a candid world. There you have it. Okay? But there's so much we're saying in all this, but it really comes down to this again. You can't sow your field with diverse seeds because you defile the seed, or the field, I'm sorry. I just read it this morning. And when you sow diverse seeds and throw them into a field, what are you going to reap? Confusion. Friends, you need to use some common sense. Homosexuality, friends, on its face, is a crime against God. And when the homosexuals and the radical homosexuals, for the most part, are attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them, that should be your first clue that you're in trouble. And the reason that they are doing what they're doing, and the state-run media needs to be dealt with too, friends, lawfully. because they're only going to do what you let them get away with. Now, I got a question for you. I got to get over to this Orrin Hatch piece really quick. But, friends, let me say this. You know what your enemy is doing. But does your enemy know what you're doing? They should, because we're seeing it take place all over the country. Sheriffs, governors, we see the abortion issue being overturned. We see gun confiscation. We see gun control, and control is what it's about. People standing up and say, oh, no, you don't. When we come back, as a matter of fact, did you know that the DHS was asked why they buy all that, why they bought all that ammunition? And Janet Napolitano said, I plead the fifth. Isn't that interesting? She works for you, friends. Wow.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are we turning over into the Hegelian dialectic? Is that going to fly
tomorrow?
It's been
talked about. It's been talked about.
Okay, here, let's get over to Senator Orrin. I've been hatched. Aren't I creative?
That was very creative.
Yeah, my wife says I have a gift. She says it all the time. Brett, honey, she goes, you have a gift. Yeah. What is that gift?
What is it? I want to know.
I thought it was that you're creative.
Feast upon his flesh. You fool, no man can kill.
No, that's not what he said. Yeah, he said that he said not to stand between him and...
Nazgul.
Yes, yes, yes. My boys love that. Do you know that movie, was it a three-series? Is it a three-part series?
Yeah, the
Lord of the Rings? Rings?
Yep.
That is biblical allegory, correct?
Yeah.
Just like Pilgrim's Progress?
And World War One. I'd say Pilgrim's Progress is a little more pure, but yes, definitely.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the battle scenes are second to none.
Yeah, Tolkien is a big admirer of...
But was he pure? Was he like a Puritan Christian, or was he like one of those
I honestly,
I want to bring my own creativity into this whole walk with God.
I don't. Could have been. I'm not sure. Not certain.
Nadab and Abihu found out otherwise.
Yes,
didn't
they did. Quickly.
Wasn't a good idea.
Strange Fire is not good.
Yes.
Can't mix.
The other series that my boys like to watch, and I really don't like it. Just take a guess. The series. Come on. Somebody. Come on.
Anybody.
You know, Peter. Remember the brother? You know, the prince? He comes to...
Oh, Caspian.
Narnia. I cannot... I knew what it was. I just went for... Oh, was that on air that you said that? Well, you should have said it on air. Bing, bing, bing.
Why didn't you say that?
You win. You went, okay, let's get over to Senator Orrin. I've been hatched.
Ben.
Friends, I want you to listen carefully because I don't know if it's in his confusion that he blurted out the truth or if he's just a good guy, but if he's been there for as long as he has, he probably isn't. But I think he's probably just getting frustrated with the system in which he's a part of, and he's probably trying to figure out why the American people are allowing this to go on. But listen carefully as to what he said about Obamacare and who's going to pay the piper. And, friends, what have I always said? Go for it.
Let's just be honest about it. The bill hasn't triggered yet fully, and it doesn't until the first of next year. When the young people in this country find out that they are going to be the generation of debtors, and there's no way they're ever going to get out from underneath this kind of stuff. I've got to tell you, people don't even realize how crushing it's going to be after the first this next year. And I predict that within that year, and I may be wrong on this, but within the immediate future, the Democrats are going to throw their hands in the air and say, it's not working. It's unaffordable. And we have to go to a single-payer system where the government controls everybody's lives. Now, that's what's behind all this. They know it's going to fail.
Right.
They know it's going to fail.
It's already failing.
It's already failing.
And it hasn't even triggered yet, the big expenses. And in the case of medical devices, just think about that tax. It's a gross income tax. How many times have you seen that?
The power to tax is the power to destroy, friends.
Legislation. A gross income tax on these companies, many of which go for years before they even get a product out. And then when they finally do, operate on sometimes slim margins. And I've got to tell you, the whole purpose of that wasn't because it was wise tax policy. The whole purpose was because they needed to find revenue wherever they could find it. And by the way, translate that into what they're trying to do in all these other things that they're asking for revenue about. Because they have programs that are way off the charts that they can't pay for, and they're going to ask the debtor generation, meaning our kids and grandkids, that's what they are, the debtor generation, they're going to be the ones that have to pay for all this stuff. And, I mean, you can't look at that without being aghast. And that's just the beginning. I mean, this is not the end. This is just the beginning of regulations that are coming.
It's just the beginning of the regulations that are to come. So it's unconstitutional. Yep. It passes through the Supreme Court. Roberts knew it was unconstitutional, and so did the rest of the bench.
So did Obama.
Okay, and if you look at who's on the bench, friends, you'll understand why this is going on. Monsanto, so on and so forth. But if you go ahead and take a look at what's going on here, friends, if it's unconstitutional, it's not set up to work. And let me just tell you what our forefathers said. If it's not constitutional, it's called unlaw. Therefore, if it's unlaw, it's null and void. And until you begin to resist unconstitutional policies, because that's what they are, they're going to continuously be shoved down your throat in a totalitarian fashion.
Unconstitutional means illegal. When we break the law, there's a consequence for it. When government creates illegal laws, quote-unquote, unlaw, as you just said, then they get to suffer the legal ramifications for it. Now, who is going to hold them accountable to it?
The people.
That would be the people.
That's right.
And the people's representatives. Those representatives go move forward and impeach. And the people can bring civil... They're not above the law. What's so...
That's what the American people believe for some reason.
That's right.
Because and they've got it backwards.
That's exactly right.
You're paying for your own demise, friends. It's not coming out of their wallets, those that are distorting and corrupting governments. It's coming out of yours.
It's being forced at your... And it's being forced by what? Nothing! They can't force it from you. How in the world can they? Nobody's been drug out in the streets with a gun yet. Notice I said yet because it's happened over in Europe.
Rack him.
That's right. Who needs to be racked?
That's those that are
breaking the law.
That's exactly right. Well, the high price of treason.
That's right.
That's right.
Treason against the people.
Talking about William
not
Wallace,
the stinking
friends.
Government.
You know, man's Braveheart.
Yes. The people. And he had the Book of Psalms in his hand.
Yes,
what was he
did.
Praying continuously?
Yeah.
You read the Book of Psalms, that's exactly what's going on. If you are righteous in this land, that's what's happening to you.
Yeah. Okay, let me make one more point, Jake. We'll get to the Hegelian dialectic tomorrow. I'm so sorry, friends. Jake
the
needs to slow his roll.
Thesis.
And be,
thesis.
Breathe. Dude, it's from one topic to the next, to the next, to
it's
the
like
next.
Power blows for an hour long.
It really is. DHS, ammo purchase, they will not answer questions. They will not answer your representatives as to why they're buying so much ammunition. It was posted today. I seen the post where Janet Napolitano said that she pleads the fifth. She's using the law against the law, friends. You see what she's doing? Mm-hmm. I'm pleading the fifth. I'm breaking the law. I don't work for you. You work for me is where she has it. She's a demigod. Mm-hmm. And let me remind you what Edmund Burke said. Kings become tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. That's what it always comes down to. The Bible and the Constitution, your founding documents, friends.
And who's empowered Big Sis but that branch of government called the executive branch? And they're all tied in there. There's the DOJ. You brought up earlier. Where there's no tying together. You're no longer separating your powers. They've become consolidated. And who are they pointing at? You. I saw a video the other day of a man who went in to try to get his debt limit increased, and it gave all the scenarios of what's happening right now. You know, he's got 170 grand. He wants to increase his debt ceiling. He makes 20 grand a year. He spends 37 a year, and his banker's like, I can't do this. And he says, oh, I don't know what my wife's going to do. You know, she's not going to talk to me for a week. The little baby was, and the banker says, hold on a second. You have children? And the man says, yes. Next scene has this little child comes in, scribbling all over the paper, making her signature. In other words, that child is going in hoc for the parent, unbeknown to even the child. And in America, that's exactly what those curses do, is they fall back down onto your kids. You don't love your kids if you're not
read
standing
Exodus
up.
Read Exodus 20. It's right there.
You don't give a crap about them. You care about yourself and your sin. Folks, every single day that we go out, this is what we're reaching. This is what we're telling you on a daily basis. That generation is protected from nothing. They're abandoned. They're alienated. All they have is lip service. And you can't pay the bills with lip service. You can't teach morality with lip service. You can't instill godly morality into this next generation with lip service.
The best way to instill godly morality into your children is to lead the way.
That's right. Be that example.
Let them emulate Christ
That's
through
right.
you.
Amen. And there's a variety of ways that you can do that, folks. We're doing it every day, and we need your support to do it. This generation is worth it. Bradley, as you said before, we're not against huge odds. These odds are a small minority that are a puff of smoke. And like it says in the day of judgment, we're going to look at the enemy and say, that was who deceived the nations?
That's all this is all about is deception.
That's it, period. Yeah. And you know what? The youth will know it once you open their eyes to it. That's why we need your help to continue to do that for this generation, to set those precedents, to show them we care, not talk about how we care. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can make your donation. There's an icon there you can click on. Buy the My War series. I encourage you to do that this week. It's only $60. Five-part DVD series. Teach your kids. Sit them down and watch this DVD series with them because they will watch it with you. This is important stuff. We don't have time to talk about how Mr. Hatch is talking about, oh, it's going to be, it's going to be, it's going to be.
Well, no, as he's 85 years old and ready to...
That's right.
He's got one
it's not
going to
affect him. He's talking about how bad it is for the kids.
I'm so sick and tired of that lingo.
Yeah.
I am so tired of older people. So, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. You know,
okay, will you bring forth impeachment?
In Florida. Yeah, totally.
Impeach a judge. Impeach who's...
Hey, leave me alone. I got to go to the casino, man.
Your donations are valuable, folks. You can depend upon us to reach that generation if we can depend upon you to sow to this ministry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make your donation today. Sign up for the newsletter. We want you involved, folks.
Absolutely. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it together, friends. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Bradley and Jake, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Deeds, not words.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of Liberty.
Are you... still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.